We're visiting with Downs native and Tri-Valley High School graduate Stephanie Brown, who competed this past weekend in the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, made it to the finals. And Stephanie, that had to be quite an experience. I know you didn't get the top three finish as you wanted to advance to the Olympics, but a 10th place finish in a 12-woman field that was pretty packed is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a pretty good overall experience. I think I competed well. Yeah, it didn't end the way I wanted to, but I think it's going to be a good building block for the next Olympic trials.
Now, I know a lot's happened to you in the last few months. You were living down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and now you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, I thought, you know, maybe it was time for a switch after indoors. So in between seasons, I picked up and I moved to California. So I think maybe just putting my mind into more of the professional world and having no distractions out in California, and just I'm on a mountain, so I'm at 7,000 feet. There's just so many aspects that were saying yes, go. So I made the move. Yeah.
Where exactly are you located now?
I'm in Big Bear Lake, California, so it's in Southern California, 2 hours from L.A., but 1 hour driving is straight up a mountain, so where I'm living at 7,000 feet.
A little different in the cornfields of Downs in Illinois, huh?
Yeah, it's actually a lot different than, you know, Downs, Lincoln Normal, and even a lot different than Arkansas, because living in Downs, I got to have like the small town feel and community, but still be right next to a college town, and then moving to Arkansas, I'm in a college town again. So this is my first non-college town I've lived in. So I think at first a little bit of a culture shock, but I've really learned to enjoy it and enjoy the serenity of the mountains and just not having a lot of the college-y things.
Getting back to your professional career, you're sponsored by Nike now, and you are running professionally. You've been doing it for what, maybe about a year?
Yeah, a year and a half, I guess, or 2 years. Yeah, so this is my second year out of college, so this is 2 years pro.
Let's talk about the race the other night, the finals. You had to get through two preliminary finals to make the finals, correct?
It's kind of an interesting thing because those first two rounds are so stressful for everybody because the USA is packed with athletes. I mean, we have so many fast runners, whereas a lot of the other countries in Europe, you know, they're smaller countries and they have like three or four really good runners that can be with our top runners, but we have 15 in that span. So you are really stressed during those two rounds just to make it to the final. So by the final, you know, you're like pretty happy to be there and just like excited to compete finally. So the first two rounds are actually like more stressful than the final, I think, for everybody.
Did you feel like you would make the finals, or was it a bit of a surprise to you?
I assumed I would make the finals. I mean, anything can happen though. You could have an off day, and then because we're all so competitively close, someone else can sneak in. And so in my head, I thought, okay, I'm going to make the final, which is what I did. And then I figured thought I could be top five. And then if I'm in top five, I'm in contention to compete for the win. And it just wasn't the right race for me. There's like I said, since we're all so competitively close, there was little room for error. And I had a little bit of that, but that's racing. And so, you know, I was happy to compete the way I did, but not surprised that I made it to finals. Just happy that I took care of business and actually did.
What, 2 seconds separated the 12 of you?
Oh, yeah. It's always super crazy close in the end. And that was a pretty fast championship race, actually. So we were all packed in there pretty good for a fast race.
Was the pace what you wanted at the start? I know when watching it, like you said, it was really jammed and people were, I mean, you were body on body.
Yeah, the pace was pretty good. I think that in the Olympic trials, no matter what, the pace is, people are going to go, because why not give yourself a chance? If you're not in the race, you don't have a chance. So everyone's thinking, I can be in it. I can be in it. So we packed up pretty good, and just, I mean, that just shows you how competitive it is, because even at a good pace, everyone is just on top of each other. And I think that's like one of the coolest things about these races in the U.S. is that, you know, it's going to be a barn burner every time when it comes down to making a USA team. So the pace was good. It was just another championship race.
Did you get bumped to where you got off stride or anything like that? I know a couple of runners did.
Yeah, so with about 450 to go, the girl in front of me was the one that tripped up. They were bumping and jostling for position. And it's not, I didn't get touched, but when I look up and she's falling down, I had to avoid that. And that's about when the move's happening, 400 to go. I mean, you're getting to the end of the race. And I think just that little loss of momentum and the gain of momentum in the people in the front of the race was something that affected me, but not, I mean, it didn't just, my legs weren't just trashed or anything, but because I didn't have room for error, like, that was something that I needed to not happen to me to finish, I think, better than I did.
What's in the future for Stephanie Brown now?
I mean, it's crazy because this is a Olympic year, and so everyone's paying attention. They want you to make the Olympics, but next year is a World's year, and I'm going to go after making Team USA for that and just continue to train. And it's every single year is the same competition in the U.S., and we all go to nationals, and we race these races every time. So just to keep working on improving that to where in 4 years I am ready to make the team with a couple errors, you know, to where I can handle something not going right, but I'm going to make my race happen. So I think I'm just going to, you know, keep plugging away and pushing until I'm in that position.
And you guys are obviously pretty good friends because, like you said, you compete against each other every race.
Yeah, track is a little different. We're all pretty close friends. You know, you have girls, everyone's a little different, but I have friends that I warm up with. That another Illinois girl actually was in my semifinal, and we warmed up together, so we're close like that. And then, you know, we're all talking and chatting. We all know, we all have respect for each other because the sport is pretty cutthroat, and you have to do a lot of work, and it's a lot of individual work and a lot of mind games and with yourself to push yourself. So I think just knowing that those other people that are competing against you are also going through the same thing every day, that it's compete on the track and friends off the track, you know, respect for each other. So, because without each other, competing wouldn't even be worth it. You know, we need each other to have good races. So I think it's kind of cool that we all get to be friends too.
Well, Stephanie, we're all proud of you back here in Illinois and wish you continued success along the way.
Oh, thank you. I felt a lot of support this last week, and it just meant the world to me. So, you know, Central Illinois, I can't thank you guys enough.